Growing up in Pensacola during the 60s, Jim White was exposed to a surprising variety of musical influences.
There was one radio station in town that played popular music, and it played anything from, you know, schlock psychedelia to straight-up country like Bobby Gentry to a series of Motown artists that came out to pop, rock. It played everything.
3 a.m., I'm awakened by sweet summer rain.
Years later, White moved to New York City. There, his eclectic approach to music finally attracted attention.
I gave a tape to a friend, and he passed it on to somebody, and they passed it on to somebody, and all of a sudden I was sitting with David Byrne talking about making a record.
That's David Byrne of the Talking Heads. White has also collaborated with people from all over the musical map, such as Amy Mann, Bill Frisell, and Linda Delgado. His choice of instruments, which run the gamut from guitar to dombek to Indian tabla, is also unique. That's made him an in-demand record producer.
Salvation Army ringing bell, kingdom come wishing well.
Like a good orchestrator does, I've learned how to use instruments to make the sounds that I hear in my head. So it's become more refined, and to that end, I started producing other artists and helping them get the sounds out of their brain, you know?
Jim White brings his offbeat but thoroughly listenable musical sensibility to the Monticello Opera House this Friday evening.
I've released 6 records now, and from the present record that I'm just about to release, they'll hear 3 or 4 songs from that. They'll hear some stories about someone wrestling with their world, and some of them spoken word, and some of it's straight up hillbilly music, and some of it's more, you know, poppy, jazzy kind of stuff.
Also on Friday night's bill, Galen Curry, Hot Tamale, Frank Lindemood with Chelsea Dix Kessler, and the Saramac Band. Hot Tamale returns to kick off Saturday night. They're followed by Brooke Sessions and Rick Ott, Tommy and Galen Curry, and then the evening's headliner, another White. This one spelled with a Y instead of an I, and the first name of Bill. He's part of a group called Hits and Grins.
With their master's degree in proctology, they're sticking it to you, and they're sticking it to me.
Lisa Schaefer and Steve Dean are the other two parts of our little trio, and Steve's got, you know, 8 number one songs that he's written through the years, and Lisa's had a ton of her songs recorded, especially in the traditional and bluegrass world. She's a tremendous artist, so I'm the guy that provides a little levity, and because of my radio background, you know, kind of carries our trio as far as the in-between stuff and what's said of the dialogue and the funny stuff.
And it's the funny stuff that has become Bill White's stock in trade.
And if you get too picky, you ain't getting any, so I'm going ugly early tonight. She may not be a beauty queen, but that's all right.
You'll get to hear I'm going ugly early tonight. You know, what the heck happened to Kenny Rogers' face? You know, I ain't coming back, and neither is Elvis. So just the titles sort of explain my role. So hopefully when it's my turn to sing on the show, a lot of folks will be able to laugh and have a lighthearted moment or two within our trio.
I'm all shook up, and I ain't got his pelvis. I ain't coming back, and neither is Elvis.
White is also looking forward to the atmosphere, acoustics, and overall vibe of the evening.
And it's something you see all over Nashville, but when we take it on the road, it's a first-time experience for a lot of folks. We're a gathering of songwriters. We'll each take a turn singing one of their songs, and then usually you get to hear the stories behind the song. And in an acoustic, intimate environment, especially like the Opera House is going to be, it's really magical. So if you haven't gotten your tickets already, I encourage you to get your tickets and come out and be with us.
Yeah, leave a chicken in my coffin and leave them laughing when it's time to go. Now, come on.
Visit the Monticello Opera House website or WFSU.org to find out more. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.